One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did a stay-at-home mom have a paranormal experience with a long-deceased family member? More importantly, did her family believe her encounter when she was the only one to experience it? That story and more on a special edition of Real Ghost Stories Online. As Tony's mother, Peggy joins in the show to say horrible things about her son, Tony, that only she knows.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. It's a special EPP edition of Real Ghost Stories Online, so it's going to sound more like the regular episode today, but with good stories, as always. And today on the episode, my mother joins us.
Good morning.
Peggy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Oh.
Wherever you may be listening to this.
True, yes.
You're not really, you don't have to just listen in the morning know, but you can do it whenever you want now. With these technology things.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah.
And I'm supposed to tell horrible stories about you.
That's what Robert, I don't know. I can't speak for Robert. I don't know.
I have nothing. I have nothing horrible to tell. You know, you were just the angel.
I was.
Always. Yes.
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was. I was,
yeah.
You know.
So where did Robert Stack get that information? That's just wrong.
I don't know. But that's Robert. When he comes back from the grave, he says things.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I suppose I could find something.
So there you go. It's like I said, an EPP edition of the show. So thank you guys for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. Let's go right into one of our first stories today, as soon as I can get the mouse to work here. It says, I've had experiences with spirits my entire life. There are so many stories I could tell. My mother says, I've had psychic abilities since I was a child and able to communicate with spirits. I've always been terrified of my encounters and wanted them to stop. My experience started when I was around 4 years old with an evil ghost in my closet who I called Mr. Announcer Man. Dark shadows, demonic presences, and family members who have passed. I'd like to share about my father who passed away when I was 14 and the times he's crossed over to communicate with me. I was angry at my father when he died. My parents had divorced 2 years prior, and the last time I had seen him was in the courthouse when I said goodbye. A day or two after my father had passed away, I had a dream about him. In this dream, I was standing on my front porch. My father was in front of me. There was a bright light behind him. Not bright like the sun, but a bright white light. It didn't burn your eyes. My father handed me a small white piece of paper. I looked at the paper and took it from him. I felt that this was my father making amends with me, so he could move on to the next place. After this, I did not carry the same anger and resentment towards him. The hurt remained for a long time. Fast forward 13 years, I was married and had two little boys, 3 and 1. I was a stay-at-home mom taking care of the house and my babies. My ex-husband worked second shift at a factory. We'd gone to sleep, and I had what seemed to be an out-of-body experience. I was not in this world. I was in this place. It was dark, but you could see. It was the infinity, never-ending, yet right in front of you. There were people, but they were spaced apart. Then I was standing in front of my father and did not see the other people anymore. Telepathically, my father spoke to me. I could hear his words in my head, but his lips never moved. He told me that I needed to be careful, that my husband was cheating on me, that I needed to get away. I was so confused and in shock that it was as tough as I was slammed back into my body, and I sat straight up in bed. I immediately woke my ex-husband up and asked him if he was cheating on me. I told him I had a dream that my father told me. He told me I was crazy, that it was a dream and to go back to sleep. Next morning, I woke up. I couldn't shake the experience. However, as the day went on, I slowly let it go. In the evening after I put my children to bed, I was watching TV without a thought in my head. The next thing I knew, I could hear something in my head telling me to find the papers. Find the papers. It was so insistent that I got up, started searching. I had no idea what I was looking for. I just kept looking. After a while, I found a credit card statement with motel charges on it. My father was protecting me. After all these years, my last experience with my father was when my mother almost died. It was New Year's Eve, and my mother was going to come to see my children and I the next day. She was so excited to see us, and I was preparing the food. My mother takes medication nightly that puts her into a deep sleep due to health issues. My mother accidentally took a second dose of her medication. She was very drowsy and confused, but no one knew. She woke in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and fell and hit her head and was unconscious. My stepfather heard her, thank God, and called 911. She was transported to a major hospital and was on a breathing tube in a coma. The next morning, I got the call. My aunt told me that I should go say my goodbyes because they didn't expect my mother to survive. I went into my bathroom to get ready. As I was standing in my bathroom, all the hairs on my arms stood straight up, and I got goosebumps. I could feel my father standing next to me. I can tell you on everything in this world, my father was there. I could feel his presence. He stayed with me. I dropped my children off at my aunt's home, and I began to drive to the hospital. I live in a different state then. My mother had to travel a major interstate highway to make it to her. I do not remember driving. I know I made it. About half the time it should have taken me. My father was next to me in the car. I remember hearing the air through the car window as I chain smoked the entire way. I arrived at the hospital. My father walked in with me. I sat in a chair watching my comatose mother, and I felt my father behind me to the right. I was there for a very, very long time, and my father stayed with me. After what felt like an eternity, my mother woke up. It was terrifying to watch. Doctors and nurses rushed into the room. My mother was confused. Afterwards, she told me she had gone through the tunnel. She was on the verge of death, but they sent her back. When the doctors and nurses had called my mother, and some time had passed, I could breathe again. And that was when my father left. As I write this, I have tears in my eyes. These stories are a couple of my most heart-wrenching memories. Many people think I'm insane and stay quiet if I share my experiences. However, as I write this, I relive what happened. I can see it play out in my mind as if I'm watching a movie. Fuzzy and far away. My brother also passed away 4 years ago, and he came to me as well on many occasions. My heartbreak regarding my brother's death is harder to talk about. Once I can find it in my heart to be able to write about it, I will. I hope that my experiences can help someone who wonders about their own experiences and help people to know that even when our loved ones leave, they are always with us. Thoughts on that?
I wonder if she's always been able to see things, like even younger, because she sounds like she's really, I don't know, what is the word? Clairvoyant?
Empathic?
Empathic. Yep. That's the word I'm looking mm-hmm. for. Yes. It just sounds like she's really close to that edge, you know?
Yeah, I think she is. I think it's one of those things where they have a lot of experiences, and it's because of that. If someone like didn't have all of that, I think that it would be very easy to not have to not even realize these things are going on around you.
So yes,
thank you for sharing that one. 855-853-4802, our phone number if you ever want to call in to Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our next story. It says, hi, love your podcast, so thank you. My story is based in Finland, where I grew up. I was brought up by my granddad, whom I lived with until I was 8 years old. From then on, I moved to live with my aunt, her husband, and kids to the house next door. I remained close with my granddad until he died, and even moved back to live with him in my teens. The year when I broke up with my first boyfriend, whom I lived with, and couldn't go back to my aunt's house after the breakup. My granddad died when I was 21. A few months after, I'd moved to London, and this story takes place during one of my visits to the family house during Christmas after his death. I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep in my old room. The door was open to the hallway, and everyone else had been asleep for a while already. The whole house was dark with all the lights switched off, but the outside lamp on the front porch had been left on. As my room's window was facing the front porch, the light shone right through the slightly cracked open curtain straight onto the bed and onto my face, which was positioned opposite the window at the other end of the room. I was tired and kept shuffling, trying to find the best position to fall asleep, but the light bothered me, even when turning my face towards the wall. I kept debating in my head whether I should walk across the hallway to the front door to shut off the light or get up and close the curtains, but it was too cold, and I was too cozy in bed to get out. I wish that the light would switch itself off or the bulb burn out so I'd be able to fall asleep without having to do anything. And suddenly, it did. It freaked me out at first as I didn't hear anyone walking across the hallway to switch it off. Remember, my room's door was open, so I would have heard anyone walking into the hallway. Also, I didn't see or hear anyone switching it off from the outside as I had direct view through the window to the porch and the lamp from my bed. The lamp wasn't one of those automatic outdoor lights that switches itself off, but had two manual light switches, one inside the hallway and the other outside on the porch, next to the front door. After a while, I figured the bulb must have burned out, as that was the only explanation for the lamp to switch off. The next morning at the breakfast table, I told my stepdad that the porch light bulb would need to be replaced as it burnt out during the night. He went to the porch to press the light switch to test the bulb and came back telling me the bulb is fine. I just switched it on and it's working okay. I asked if anyone had switched the light off during the night. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this episode. If you want to hear the full thing, all of the ghost stories and many of them and whatever other, you know, things my mom wants to reveal in this episode, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, sign up at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, all of our EPP bonus episodes, almost up to 400 of them now. Get access to all of our, like I said, bonus material, advanced episodes, all of it commercial free, all of it ready for you to binge away. It's the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Go check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. And thank you for your...
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Support.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.